And when we ask, what am I grateful for, even if it's just once a day, that in and of itself creates, bless you, that in and of itself creates a new reality. And we begin to see things that we haven't before. So when I do this exercise, and have been doing it for a long time, I notice things today that I wouldn't have noticed had I not been doing this. And I would say, oh, this is something I'm going to write tonight. It's so beautiful. You know, when I go for a drive and see suddenly a nice mountain in the Hampshires, oh, I'm going to write this down later. And I wouldn't have noticed it. And as far as I was concerned, these things did not exist, just like the children on the bus did not exist, when you were not asking also the right question. It's important to express gratitude, obviously, not just to ourselves, but also to others. A lot of research on that, too. This was done by, and you're reading or you have read, the paper by Seligman talking about expressing gratitude to others, whether it's in the form of a letter or a visit or a phone call. And the key with expressing gratitude, this is not just a thank you note. Dear Mom, thank you for being so great. Love me. That's not just a thank you note. It's sitting down and thinking, what can I be grateful for my mom? What has she done for me? What has she given me throughout all these years? And really thinking about it. Or it's really thinking and saying, what did this teacher from third grade do for me? Not just talking to my friends about, oh, I had a wonderful English teacher in third grade, but sitting down and thinking, what am I grateful for?